From the world famous Angelico building in beautiful San Rafael,
California.
Hey, what it do, everybody? It's your boy DJ 2 Mello, and you listen to
don't forget about Little Mello.
Yeah, Little Mello too.
Yeah, you
and
better.
You listening to the 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, yay.
What can I say? I feel fantastic.
Hey,
Too Mello.
Wait,
what is that?
Hey, your mama's so stupid that she put paper on the TV screen and call it pay-per-view.
Well, your mama's so fat, she sweats Crisco.
Your mama's so skinny that her nip touch. Oh, you hear that?
Man, your mama is so poor.
No.
Hold up. Check this here. Your mama is so poor that ducks throw bread at her, dude.
Man, keep my mama out of this. I keep this out your mama.
Oh, is that what's up?
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
come
what
here.
You about to do
come
about
here.
It, though? You
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah.
hit a kid again.
Yeah, let's see. Sorry for the interruption. I want to give you guys a formal welcoming to the evening, the 9 o'clock lounge. I also want to give you guys a personal invite to listen to my mixes. You can request your old mixes by hitting me up on Facebook. That would be DJ 2 Mello. Or you can send me an email. That would be 2wise11 at yahoo.com. Basically, any song goes, man.
Racks
I'll tell
racks
you.
On racks. Racks
well, except
racks
that
on
one.
Racks on racks on racks.
Dude, come on, man. Where do you get these playlists, man?
Oh,
I swear, like, you work out in the morning wearing yoga pants or something.
Oh, what? I just can't be jamming to Holla Back Girl real
quick? You want
to
let them know? All right, let them know real quick. Let them know for me, because apparently you don't think my presentation that good or
well,
something.
About time. I wanted to do it.
Go
anyway.
Ahead, man. I'll just be chilling
right here
drinking my
hating.
Cup of tea, son.
Okay, so this is a quick invitation to listen to the 9 o'clock lounge.
Oh, yeah, so
you can
better.
Hit us up through the email. That'd be Too
Well. It's 2wise11, man. Come on, get it right.
You just keep putting me on
the
spot.
You know what, man? I don't even know why I even give you the handles, man. You're supposed to be grounded anyways for using bad language last week. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes you can get a... Oh. Whoa. Do we need another timeout?
What are you going to do?
Your language.
Fine. All right. I'll watch my language.
That's the thing about this little dude. But anyways, I welcome you guys to watch the 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu. We about to play the first mix of the day. And stay tuned. We got your top 5 songs. And we got a little bit of gossip. And we got a little bit of...
Can I say the last part?
Okay, you want to say this part?
Yeah, I want to say the last part. So you can check us out on
radio.dominican.edu. DJ Tumelo in the mix.
All my waist through my hair. Think about it when you touch me there. Close my eyes, here you are. All alone, dancing in the dark. Tell me, baby, if it's wrong to let my hands do what they want. Late at night, I pretend we are. Dance, 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 dancing in the dark.
Now all these bitches wanna try and be my bestie, but I take a left and leave them hanging like a trash towel. So I'm down, I put them and I have to running down the court, I'm dunking on them, Lisa Lexley. It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th, guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy?
Leg out.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh. Look at me now. Yeah. I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
And I be swagging
all day.
They call me skipper, 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 skipper. And I be swagging
all day.
And I be swagging
all day.
They call me Cool John, Cool John, Cool John. And I be swagging
all day.
And I be swagging
all day.
They call me Cool John, Cool John, Cool John. And I be swagging
all day.
And I be swagging
all day. Big room full of bad bitches. One big room full of bad bitches. One big room full of bad bitches. One big room full of bad bitches.
Stop. Now make that mother hammer sound like.
Hey, what it do, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy DJ Too Mello. And if you want to request a mix, remember, just hit me up on the Facebook. That would be DJ Too Mello, where you can send me a message right there. Or hit me up through the email. That would be 2wise11@yahoo.com. No text messages, though, man. I'm not trying to get stalked.
Oh, here we go. Who would even stalk you?
Hey, man, forget you, dude. There's stalkers out there.
Like who, man? You over here sitting at Luther Burger.
Oh, yeah, right.
Ordering everything on the menu, especially with the sodas and all this stuff. You trying to act like you all tall, dark, and handsome.
You know what? I have the advantage that I'm a little bit taller than you, so...
Don't even get me started, man. I get mine.
No, no, no. I'm taller than you, man. What you talking about? Oh, yeah, right, man. You couldn't even stand on it. Shut up.
Get out of here, man. I'm about to bust out with the jokes over here.
All right, what you got?
As an airplane is about to crash, a female passenger jumps up frantically and announces, "If I'm going to die, I want to feel like a woman." She removes all of her clothes and asks, "Is there anyone on this plane who is man enough to make me feel like a woman?" A man stands up and removes his shirt and says, "Here, I earned this."
Anyways... I'm about to hit you up with the local artist joint of the evening. You guys may know him around there. He is a Dominican graduate. He had one of his songs featured on KMEL 106.1. You guys know him by Cash Campaign, and I'm about to feature that joint. Oh, see, look at that. Look at that little dude over here. Little man, little man. He doing the booty dance. All right, nice. Yeah, he already heard the song like a couple times, so if he enjoyed it, man, if he says it's approved, then... by the gods, it's approved. So be sure to check it out. And more topics that we are gonna pick up on radio.dominican.edu. We about to hit you up with that joint. But afterwards, the Twilight Stars blacklisted.
Who could ever hate
what?
Twilight?
Uh-oh. What? We'll give you the story. Don't worry about it. You listen to radio.dominican.edu.
Like
it's a 9 o'clock lounge featuring DJ Too Mello and
Little Mello.
Hey, yay. We'll be back.
Yeah.
The 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu.
Which one am I? It's cool, baby.
Show me where your mind at. 41 inches, I'ma get behind that. I like the way you grind that. All we talk about is sex, never mind that. Now we done bought the bar out. And don't be acting scared when I pull it out. Oops, I mean pour it out. I mean pour it up.
couple shots of that Ciroc star in your cup. Now you know what's up, more than just me. Top down for the breeze, not cause we in the whip, but shirt off on the balcony. Hotel room, please. Baby, try a penthouse suite.
Jordan's on while you do me, cutie. That's my fetish, baby, if you knew me, truly. Got me feeling like Austin Powers in this bitch. Groovy, Nikon on the counter, baby.
I'm going under the deck, ham on you bitches, yeah. Ham on you bitches, yeah. Ham on you bitches. I'm going honey back, ham on you bitches, yeah. Ham on you bitches, yeah. Ham on you bitches.
Say what you wanna, but I'm about the flyest kid you ever seen. Game on point, like a decimal in everything Taylor. I'm cussing real loud, like a sailor. Fly like a bird, can't believe you ain't heard, huh? The way I'm feeling is ridiculous. Bottle after bottle like a champagne syndicate. Haters gon' hate every damn thing that I get, cause I pack fire like a goddamn camping trip. And you know I'm getting money I deserve to. And I ain't sneaking in the club, I'm reserved, fool. Getting sloppy drunk, hell I deserve to. Been waiting long enough and I'm finally about to serve you. Yeah. Waiting long enough and
I'm
finally
I'm going honey back, ham on you bitches, yeah. Ham on you bitches, yeah. Ham on you bitches. I'm going honey back, ham on you bitches, yeah. Ham on you bitches, yeah. Ham on you bitches.
I'm going honey baked ham, so kick rocks like flip flops on black tops. The shit pop like pop rocks and on time like TikTok.
Love, love me for what I do, never who I am. Explain what I'm doing, baby, I'm going ham. Summer of Sam, cause I'm killing it. Sipping any black, come and take a sip. Come and take a sip.
I'm going honey back, ham on you bitches, yeah. Ham on you bitches, yeah. Ham on you bitches. I'm going honey back, ham on you bitches, yeah. Ham on you bitches, yeah. Ham on you bitches. I'm going.
Hit the lights.
The 9 o'clock lounge on
radio.
Dominican.edu.
You are now free to mix about the country.
Hey, yay. What it do, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy. It's the boy. The one who be changing the game, man. It's Too Mellow in the building, son. And hope you guys like that little introductory piece. It was introduced to you by your boy Too Mellow. Please excuse Lil Mellow. He about to be back in a little bit. And we're also about to have a special guest. You might recognize her. She does her shows during the week on Wednesdays. She be on the program, the Ladies Happy Hour. And she's about to be in the studio real soon, man. She's flying on her way right now. So we about to give you guys other piece of news, I gotta say. I'm feeling thankful for all the support that I'm getting right now. I'm about to do a couple of the shout-outs, but you know I'm doing it a little bit different system, y'all. I'm actually doing the shout-outs at the end. So let that be that. We about to actually get on it right now with the rest of the program. We actually got a little bit more Lil Mellow. Lil Mellow isn't done yet. He about to be back in a little bit, and then we about to hit you with the news. All right, son. So here we go, man. There was an arrest warrant issued for Juvenile. If you guys don't know who Juvenile is, he used to be a member of Cash Money back then when they were doing the Hot Boy thing with the, you know, Lil Wayne and Turk, etc. So he's facing arrest for not paying child support. There was reports that an arrest warrant was issued because he owes more than $160,000 in unpaid child support. The rapper is in arrears to the mother of his 13-year-old son in Louisiana, now facing his 90 days in jail. According to court documents, juvenile can pay $50,000 upfront to avoid jail time. Otherwise, he will be arrested and sent to jail when he is apprehended. Juvenile has not responded to the allegations. So right now, we're about to hit you up with the first joint of the evening. Oh, I'm telling you, man, we're hitting you with that hip-hop, and we are going hard. Did I say that right? Hard. On radio.dominican.edu, you tuning into the 9 o'clock lounge. Stay tuned. We got the 5 hottest joints of the week, son. And we are not playing around. So the first one coming up right now, take a guess to what it is. Enjoy. I'll be back in a little bit.
I'm the man. Y'all don't get it, do ya? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown, New York City, beer. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with daughter. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, f***ing women, ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the Bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMCMB, you know more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shot goes out to Nico, J and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I f*** with her, I don't really need her. Ah, that's how you feel, man, that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' nice cold, all this wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, and again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal. Real, what's up? Now she want a photo. You already know though, you only live once, that's the motto. YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, but we don't really play. Every day, every day. F*** what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real, what's up?
And your first song of the evening, The Motto. That's off the Drake album featuring Lil Wayne on Take Care. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. What I be telling you, man, we just be dropping the hits, man. All right, so we're going to get back to the rest of the joints that are just out there that we're putting out there right now for you guys. In other news that we got for you right now, there are rumors that Too Short, rumors about Chris Brown. That there might be a arrest warrant for him for stealing a chick phone, man. I tell you, man, that boy is troubled. Something up with that dude, man. He beats his girlfriend. Now he just, then he beefing with Frank Ocean, man. I think at that moment, like, that's when I was, you know, like, kind of iffy about dude. When he, you know, you go, like, you just gonna beef with him, man. You just gonna go and beef with Frank Ocean, the dude, an R&B singer, man. Like, he ain't even, like, supposed to be on like that. And now you're going to steal a chick's phone. Like, apparently the whole ordeal broke down. This chick had followed Chris Brown out of the club. He was sitting in his vehicle. And she was taking pictures of him and whatnot. I mean, what chick wouldn't? I mean, me, myself, you know, something about him. I just don't find him attractive. Maybe it's because, you know, I'm a dude or something. But, hey, like, that's just my personal preference. Don't be influenced by my preferences and stuff, but whatever. We about to get to you on that in a little bit. You listening to radio.dominican.edu,
the 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, yay. All right, so there's other bits of news. So we did have an exclusive for you guys today. This is all courtesy of allhiphop.com. So Too Short was talking about righting the wrongs and rapping relentlessly. So the legendary Oakland, California rapper Too Short, he's had a long career catapulted by sexually explicit songs, or dirty raps, as he likes to call them. But it was his recent controversial video interview giving advice to boys on how to turn girls out that has caused the greatest outpouring of rage that's ever been directed at him. There's no doubt or question that a line was crossed. When you consider that the young boys and girls that the video was meant for and that the advice was leaned towards sexual assault. So beyond the controversy, we were invited to interview Too Short about his new album, but before getting to that, they talked to him, to Uncle Short about a serious issue. To all his credit, he didn't duck or hide behind a list of like don't asks or nothing like that. So he had released it to be like of comedic nature. I mean, obviously people did not catch the humor the way he intended it, but I mean that's the way it played out. I mean, it happens. Before I even go any further on, anything explicit or anything or explicit sounds, I'd like to invite you guys. Like, I'm about to put out a single, man, and it's featuring one of you guys' favorite DJs. The dude is on Tuesdays from 10 to 11, DJ Juice. The name of the song is called Contact Sport. I'm telling you, man, y'all need to hit him up about that joint, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm trying to promote hard on this song, man. Y'all gotta check it out, man. The joint's pretty tight. I myself will be playing the radio friendly version pretty soon, man. I'm about to hit you guys up with that joint, and we got a little. We got a Too Short song. I mean, we talking about these artists. We might as well, put the joints out. Put the joints out and whatnot. But before we get to the rest of the show, I also want to give a quick shout out to the men at work right now. I actually ran into a dude who was at a Chipotle, and the dude was mad friendly, man. He's supporting this little project that we're doing. I want to bring attention to you guys about sustainability, so I'm going to throw in a quick little message about that. And I'm telling you, man, it's a little bit more than just recycling and, picking up your trash. I think we're a little bit past that. I think that's more primitive issues. What we're talking about more is building sustainable businesses, things that are going to last in the long term. Basically, something, a way for us to protect the world that you live in now so that your kids and your kids' kids and your kids' kids' kids and... And your kids' drunken mistakes that they later find out to be their kids. All of them, man. All of them's gotta be able to enjoy the world that you grew up in. And that's the truth. So, we trying to improve the world for a better tomorrow. And that's what this project is about. Check us out. We're gonna be on April 20th. At 5:30 in the legendary Angelico building at Dominican University of California. Remember that date, people. Write it in your calendars. April 20th from 5:30 to 8:30 in the legendary Angelico building. Before we even get any further than that right now, just also want to bring the attention to you guys about another issue affecting America. All right, and that issue, now that we are in the midst of Black History Month and it's coming to an end, I want to remind you guys, that racism is still out there. There's something about racism that is still very much present, and it's not just the African Americans, though we do recognize it in this month, about the great steps, the great strides that they made. During the civil rights movement, they made it available for all of us to have equal opportunity, whether it be to jobs or just to pursue any of our dreams. And it's not limited to just rap. It's not limited to just R&B and music. It also allows us to have opportunities in the workplace for the common man. All right. So beyond that, beyond what that is, I just want to raise awareness to you guys. To remember that, there's certain terms that still do not go, man. So, it's one thing to use the word among your friends, but really, really, like, I gotta say it. And I know a couple people who are guilty, and you know, like, and whatnot. But, you know, like, really be sensitive about that language. Racism still continues to be a big issue in America. So before I go, I'm about to hit you guys up with another cool joint, man. It's another one of the top five. It's going to be number four. I'm telling you guys, if you remember all five songs and you listen to me in order from number five to number one, DJ Tumelo will personally give you $20 from his own wallet, son. I'm telling you, man, you could buy whatever $20 buy. What is that, like a kid's meal or something? I don't know, man, like two cheeseburgers. I don't know. Get yourself something nice, man. Get yourself something nice. And there's a lot that you can afford with $20. Not in great quantities, but you can still, you know, like, it's still possible, man. You know, serve your dreams. Serve the fiend and whatnot. So we're about to hit you up with joint number four. And then when we come back, we're about to have that special guest step into the studio, man. It's about to be tight. And then also Lil Melo's gonna come back for a little bit of word of advice before he heads out, because his mom calling out for him. She's about to put out the whatever, a kid alert or whatever, man, the thing they do for kidnapped kids or whatever. But yeah, we about to be back in a little bit, so check it out. Joint number four on radio.dominican.edu.
You're listening to the sound.
We're gonna skate to one song only.
So I ball so hard, m****s wanna find me. But first, gotta find me. What's 50 grand to a m****a like me? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, m****s crazy. Y'all don't know that, don't phase. And as we go, 0 for 82 when I look at you like you the gravy. Ball so hard, where? We ain't even Pope be here. Ball so hard, since we here, it's only right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm LIBO, to go Michael. Take your pick, Jackson, Tyson, Jordan. Game six, ball so hard, got a broke clock. Rollies that don't tick tock. All the Mars that's losing time, hitting behind all these big rocks. Ball so hard, I'm shocked too. I'm supposed to be locked up too. You escape, but I escape. You be in Paris, get passed up too. Ball so hard, let's get faded. Lobberies for like 6 days. Gold bottles, skull models, spilling ace on my sick days. Ball so hard, let's behave. Just might let you meet, yay. Shot towns, B-Rolls, moving the next BK. Ball so hard, wanna find me.
That's crack. That's crack. That's crack.
Ball so hard, brothers wanna find me.
That's crack. That's crack. That's crack. She said, yeah, can we get married at the mall? I said, look, you need to crawl for your ball. Come and meet me in the bathroom style and show me why you deserve to have it all.
Ball so hot,
that's crack.
That's crack.
Ain't it, Jay?
Ball so hot.
What she order?
What she order?
Fish fillet.
Ball so hot.
Yo, whip so cold.
Whip so cold.
This whole thing.
Ball so hot.
Act like you ever be around my like this again. Who's your girl? Grab her hand. That bitch, she don't wanna dance. She's my friends, but I'm in France. I'm just saying, Prince Williams ain't do it right if you ask me. Cause I was him, I would've
married Kate and Ashley.
Was Gucci my was Louis my killer? Was drugs my dealer? What's that jacket, Margiela? Doctors say I'm the illest, cause I'm suffering from realness. Got my captors in Paris, and they going gorillas, huh?
That is your number two joint, brought to you by radio.dominican.edu in the 9 o'clock lounge. It's your boy DJ Tumelo. That is the song by Kanye and Jay-Z, that be N Words in Paris. The Boys in Paris, off of the Watch the Throne album. So be sure to check that out. Gotta say, man, I'm feeling fantastic right now. I was not popping last week and stuff, man. I was feeling horrible. All right, so we about to get pretty soon be getting close to The Visitor, man. I haven't even gotten to that part, man, to who The Visitor is, man. They're about to come through in a little bit. Tell you, man, you guys just gotta be patient, gotta, you know, wait up and whatnot. But I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be well worth the wait. All right, so we about to get on it right now in a little bit. It's still your boy DJ 2 Mello. Lil Mello wants to go take a break, but apparently he taking forever, man. Man, I don't even know why I even trust the little kid. Can you believe, man? He still be asking me if I let him host the show on his own, like he don't need no help or nothing. And look at it, man. How long has it been since he's even been in here? Like, he cut out after that first break, and then that second break when we put what show was it? When we put Honey Baked Ham, and like he hasn't even stepped in here since. So I mean, it tells you about the reliability when you have little sidekicks. They ain't even be doing their thing or whatnot. So anyways, we about to get to the business, get to the music, get to more news and more stuff. So as I promised, I'm gonna get to the news that I was already promising you guys earlier about Twilight and Chris Brown news, man. That's a good news. We're about to get to it in a little bit, man. Just be patient. Bear with me. All right, so we're about to get to actually update you on what it was that was going on with said blog by DJ 2 Mello. So, I mean, if you check, you got to check me out, man. So the name of the blog is The Real 2 Mello. .blogspot.com. All right, and that's where you find all the exclusives at. That's where the boy about to be posting his joints and all that stuff. All right, so more recently I was posting up on the smiles and cries and everything having to do with life, son. So anyways, your boy been getting on his blog game, been doing the thing. So I mean, I was dropping knowledge about smiles and cries, man. So, you know, like, I was watching Training Day and I'm thinking that this boy done lost his mind, like he needs to get all the way out of here. Then it hit me that he may be talking the truth all along. Truth be told, he talking more than just about cheesing and balling, but rather enjoying life, taking the moment for what it is. If there's a time to laugh, a time to cry, then cry. And when there's good music, you lean to it. We got Images up in this piece, but like everything in life, you gotta have a balance. You can't have too much fun, or otherwise you overdose. If you carry too much bitterness, you die alone. Apparently, you can't even drink water without dying, man. Basically, anything in large amounts can kill you, or at least mess you up something terrible, son. Even too much laughing could do some form of irreparable harm. You can end up like dude Gary Busey, man. Dude Latoya. But anyway, just remember to value every moment in your life. Enjoy what you have to do. And know that you have the tools to win at all times. Church. Well, with that said, I'm about to go to Disney and pitch them an idea for a movie. It's called Free Weezy. Peace. All right, and like I said, man, you can read like the rest of these, man. So the name of the blog is called 2 Mello Champagne Room. We also got a couple different segments. One particularly called the Champagne Room. We got the Green Room. We got the Studio Room, and we got another one with the exclusives. It's just called exclusives. There's nothing special about it. I think it's called a red carpet or something like that. It's pretty tight though, man. It's off the hook. Oh, look, check me out, man. I'm about to get on my violin right now. Check me out, man. I'll be getting. Ooh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Boy on his game. It's called Bebo Noah Zora. All right, so we told you about said guest that was making an appearance. She is one of the co-hosts on a very popular program called The Ladies Happy Hour. She is here visiting us from the Wednesday afternoon lineup. She goes by the name of DJ Sugar. DJ Bubbles. People make mistakes. Again, you can forgive me for that one. If you can speak into the microphone. Oh, she there. But anyways, we were picking up on the issue. We were gonna take up on the issue of Chris Brown, which is what I was about to start discussing, but I was waiting for you because we need to take a angle from two different sides. You know who Chris Brown is, correct?
I would hope so, anyways.
All right, so so the issue with Chris Brown was that, and I added a little bit of dramatic music to bring more.
I can hear it.
more importance to the issue. All right, so here we go. This is where we go. And before we go any further, please introduce yourself by name again.
Hey everyone, this is DJ Bubbles from Ladies Happy Hour every Wednesday from 1 to 3.
There you go. Check them out, man. I'm telling you, this lineup is star-studded, packed, and ready. All right, so the issue with the Chris Brown thing is, did you hear that he stole somebody's cell phone?
He did, really? I didn't hear that.
All right, so there's this ongoing story. It's going on from Miami. So, talking about a girl who followed Chris Brown outside of the club all the way until he was sitting in his vehicle. She was taking pictures of him on her smartphone.
That's really creepy.
After which he reached his hand out of the window and snatched the phone and said, "Bleep, you ain't gonna take pictures and post nothing on the internet."
Oh my god. Okay, I've never heard of a celebrity take someone's cell phone out of their hands. I mean, the paparazzi take pictures of you and they post it all over everywhere. So why are you gonna take some random girl's phone? Because I mean, it happens all the time. So I don't understand. That's really stupid. Chris Brown is stupid. I'm sorry. I think he's. I don't know. I'm not trying to talk bad about him. Like, I like some of his music. I'll give him that. But really,
those are.
PMSing or something?
And the thing is probably the golden hair, man. And see, like, I've been saying it for a while. If you guys tuned into my first show, like, I've been saying that Chris Brown is a troubled dude. Like, the dude got issues, man. Like, somebody seriously needs to talk to him. And see, the problem is that the dude is full of himself because his fans ain't going. If you say something, his fans immediately step up and be like,
They're gonna protect him.
Like, they go and protect him and say that people are haters. And see, like, the thing is, like, you know, it's true. There are some of us who are haters. There was a point when even I was a hater. That's the thing. Like, it's beyond hating, though. Like, it's to a point where, like, he's out of control and somebody needs to sit down and tell dude, like, hey, man, like, that's not even popping, man. Like, that's not even what's up. What you doing with your life, man?
But, I mean, like, they're so biased, too. I mean, of course, everyone, like, their fan, you're either a Chris Brown fan or not, or you're, like, in between. But because they're so biased, of course, they're going to stick up to their fan or their icon, idol, or whatever you want to say. And so, of course, they're going to stick up for him. But you have to sit back and kind of look through it in someone else's eyes and see the problems. I mean, all the stuff that happened with him and Rihanna, that was, like, ridiculously terrible, and it was sad. And you just gotta think about things. Like, yeah, you could be his fan, but you don't have to agree with everything that he does. Especially when it's, like, he's, like, violent to Rihanna. Like, no.
Exactly. See, the thing is, they were already, like, posting stories about them, about the two. And obviously, this has been proven not to be true about the possibility of them getting together.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure. I didn't talk about it on my show, but I know I talked about it before that I thought they were getting back together. But didn't they do a song just recently, like, see, a remix?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, the whole thing had been put into the spotlight because of the fact that they had done the remix. And see, here's the story. Like, as far as I read it and did a little bit of research, you know, to Mello digging into the databases and whatnot, he went to the media library and checked this out. See, the thing is, they did a remix to Birthday Cake, and that's where the whole thing, they're getting back together.
Usually that's what happens, though. If a group, like, two artists, they will get together. Like, once they do a song, I feel like they get together, or they become, like, a couple after they do a song together. But personally, I like the song without Chris Brown better. And I've only heard this song maybe like once or twice. So he just needs to go. Like, why, like, whose idea was it to get them to do it together for a remix? Was it her idea or was it his idea? And who agreed to do it?
See, that's the thing that people don't understand. And the thing is that Rihanna's publicist, like, he wasn't that, they weren't in favor of Rihanna even doing the remix. They wanted her to shelf the song. They didn't see the purpose. They didn't see the purpose of the song at all.
But did they ask, like, did she ask Chris Brown to do a remix with her? Because if she did, she's stupid.
It's hard to tell. It's hard to even get the story straight. And I mean, that's kind of like the thing with celebrities, man. It's like really hard to actually get the story out there. So that's the thing about the song. Now see, I would get a copy. I would put the copy of it, but you know, they both personally make me wanna spit up a little.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said earlier, I'm not really a Chris Brown fan. Like I like some of his songs, and the same goes with Rihanna. I'm not their biggest fans or anything, but I do like some of their music. So I'll give them that.
Yeah, like I mean, there was a time when Rihanna could do music. Kind of. There was a time when she could do music, man. She was like dropping a couple of her old school joints like
Ponder Replay,
yes. SOS, Umbrella
was pretty good.
And Umbrella, I was gonna mention the video Pretty Tight, and it's kind of like a trippy in some ways, but then it's pretty tight. See, that's like back in the day when she had talent, kind of, man. That girl got no decor, man. She got no kind of self-respect, man. You're going to go do a joint with the dude that just beat you, man.
Yeah, I don't know. But I have to say that, like, music in general, like, yeah, they're good songs. But, you know, go back to the 90s. That was some good music. And they're, like, even in the 90s, they were saying the same things they are today. But it was, like, cleaner. It wasn't with all these swear words, and it wasn't very vulgar. So, I don't know. I still say 90s music is so much better.
All right, and we about to hit you up with the number 3 joint of the evening. You're tuning in to radio.dominican.edu. This is the 9 o'clock lounge. We'll be right back.
You thought it was over.
Boy, DJ 2 Mellow in the building.
Just letting you know to check me out on Friday evenings. It's the 9 o'clock lounge. You can catch the exclusive mixes by your boy, DJ 2 Mellow, plus other guests. Only on radio.dominican.edu.
I'm addicted to DJ
Too Mellow. Rack City chick, 10, 20s and the 50s chick, 100D, VIP, no guest list, TT Raw, you don't know who you with. Got my other chick hugging on my other chick, hugging all night, nigga, we ain't sell a bit. Tap down too dope, I ain't selling it. But I'm fresher than I'm Kevin Man. Go let him in, his last king killing it. Young money, yeah, we getting rich. Get your grandma on my girl, you know what it is. Rack City chick, 10, 20s and a 50s chick. Rack City chick, 10, 20s and a 50s chick. I'm a motherstar. Look at the paint on the car. Too much rim, make the ride too hard. Tell that chick, hop out, walk the boulevard. I need my money pronto. Get it in the morning like Alonzo. Rondo, green got cheese like a nacho. He ain't got no ass, but ass wear poncho. Head honcho, got my seat back. Staring at me, don't get bapped. Got my shirt off, the club 2-pack. It's 2-turn going up like gas. Goddamn, pull out my rags. Mike Jackson, yeah, I'm bad. Rat tat tat tat, tat it up in my bag. All the girls love me, you know what it is.
It's your boy. All right, that was Rack City. We got another two more songs that are about to be on. I'm telling you, man, if you remember all five of my joints and you recite them to me in order, DJ Two Mellow himself will give you $20. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And we have, before the break, I introduced you to my guest. I kind of messed up her name a little bit, man. I don't know. I've been all over the place, man. I blame the Chipotle, man. That's what I had for dinner.
Got you. At Applebee's.
We'll see. I don't know. I'd be inclined to say that I was a bit luckier. I'm not a huge fan or nothing of Applebee's. I'm not hating on them either, but I'm not a fan of them.
It was a team dinner, and we.
I know.
You well, with your don't team, be hating, because one of our team members works there, so we came to her.
You're starting to sound like Little Mello, man. Little Mello always says that I'm just like hating on him. But you tuning in, man. You over here. If you having fun, man, it's cool, man. We having fun over here too. Over here in the studio in the world famous Angelico building in the 415. We just hit you up with the three joints. We about to give you two more. Remember, you can remember to request your mix, man. If you hit me up with your list of songs, I'll accommodate it as best as I can. I'll turn on the turntable and I'll make fire. I promise you. Call the fire department every week, man, because your boy bringing the fire to the turntable. All right, so we were talking over here with one of the co-hosts of the show, the Ladies Happy Hour. What time are you guys on?
We're on Wednesdays from 1 to 3. So it's your little hump day treat.
Yup, brought to you by DJ Bubbles.
Yep, that's me, DJ Bubbles.
Oh, check me out, man. Got the name right.
Got it right this time.
It's catching on. It's catching on, man. Cause I be doing a lot of remembering with the shows, man. Actually, I want to send a quick shout out to some of the people who tuning in, man. Want to send a shout out to DJ Juice.
Hi, Juice.
Doing a quick reminder to everybody to tune in to his show, man. He's on Tuesdays from 10 to 11. And I gotta say, from the point of view of somebody who listens to his show, the boy's mad entertaining. I'm saying, man, check out his show. And I actually got another one for you guys. Be sure to check out the blog, man. We got the latest post from Cartel Chris. He be doing this thing with Cartel Music Group. He just posted a mix. I tell you, man, the thing is hot. He just brought the fire. He out from his MIA, man. I heard he was doing some kind of like encampment or something. He doing a refugee war. He came out of refuge and he put out a mix. I'm telling you, man, check it out. It's hot. He got, it says Rude Boy Mix. And I'm about to do, we about to do a quick collabo as well. I got a little mix from him as well. So, you know, I got the handles on that. Tune in to us next week, man. We got Lil Mello. He gonna be giving you guys, talking to you guys. I'm not supposed to say nothing, but he in a little bit of a relationship, man.
Keep it on the DL. Keep it on DL.
He got a couple questions.
Hush, hush.
But speaking of questions, we actually about to question our guest right now, man. Cause she, you see, for all of you guys know who I am, and you guys may get a little bit of bored of me. You guys probably get more bored of Lil Mello though. Lil Mello kind of boring sometimes, man.
Oh, what? Don't talk bad about yourself. What are you doing? You're supposed to be like all over. Hey, what's up, everybody?
Man, I joke on anybody and everybody. Nobody, man, even little kids that I'm over here, you know, that even little kids that I'm babysitting, like even that little youngin, that little tyke, but whatever. We about to ask you a couple questions.
But you know who you do tease a lot is Chicken. About the words with friends, and you beat him in like three turns. He was so mad at you.
I can't help it when I'm talented, man. I can only do what I'm good at, you know. Like people always feel like they got something. always gotta have something going on, man.
He was poor sport. He's like, I don't get that. I don't know how you beat me. I was like, Chicken, be quiet. Just take it and be a man.
It happens to like that's what he gets for underestimating the mind of the greats, man. That's what he gets, man. So we were doing a little bit of a little bit of collaborating. By the way, I want to make a quick announcement, man. I want to give a shout out to a rapper out there. You guys may know him by the name Brilliant G. I'm actually about to do a quick collabo. I'm giving you guys a little bit of a sneak peek of his joint next week. Because, you know, your boy about to co-produce a music video for him. So,
oh, hey, get it.
You know, we about to be on. It's going to be on March 17th. So,
Saint
you know,
Patrick's
like,
Day?
So, you know, you're going to be coming off of your, we're going to be doing that St. Patrick's Day special. We're going to be bumping the joints, man. A quick shout out to Brilliant G. He be doing this thing. He was actually in concert at Dominican in Conlin with E40. So
I went to that. Now I know who you're talking about. I went to that. That was awesome.
Yeah, you know, like he hit me up and he hit up my connect, and my connect gave him the number, and he's all like, "Oh, yo, man, like I be hearing that you do pretty good sounds." So, you know, a quick shout out to him. He is actually tuning into the show tonight. I told him to check it out, man. See if it's on and popping. He probably most likely will be checking in next week. If you want to get show him some love, man, hit him up on his Facebook. That'd be Brilliant G.
Brilliant G. Okay.
Yeah,
got
Brilliant
it.
G. So, all right. So, before I digress any further, DJ Bubbles.
Yes.
Who are you?
Okay, well, I'm new to the radio this year, and I am currently a sophomore here at Dominican, and I'm also a cheerleader here, so you gotta check out these penguinettes, these little pretty penguinettes. And I don't know, on my show, Ladies Happy Hour, we talk about gossip, we talk about love and relationship advice, we have some random facts of the day, because I'm totally random, and I'm very open, so I'll talk about anything. And I like to talk a lot, so that's always good for radio. And I don't just tune in. I mean, we want guests to come in. We had someone call, but, you know, Sugar and I didn't know how to answer the phone. So Stu needs to teach us, or, you know, you could even teach me. Like, I don't know how to do that stuff yet. I'm all new to it. But just check it out. You know, it's in the middle of the day. I know everyone's got class, but it's something to listen to. And to instead, if you're doing homework, kind of sneak it in there, like it's entertaining.
That's pretty crazy. Well, you know, I couldn't coach you too much about the phone. It's not like I'd be getting that 9 o'clock booty call every once in a while, but you know.
Okay, let's not go that far.
I don't know. It's crazy. Like you really don't know who you might get a call from. It surprises you, but you know, like you got it's a very special experience. Is this your Now, as a question that I gotta ask, how long have you been doing the radio program under the pseudonym DJ Bubbles?
Well, this week on Wednesday was our third show, so I've only been doing this for 3 weeks. So I think I got most of the hang of it for 3 weeks, and I don't know how I came with DJ Bubbles. Like, it was trying to figure out a name. It was very difficult, but my personality is so bubbly, I just kind of went with Bubbles. And if you ever meet me in person, you know I'm very happy, go lucky, very loud, very, very loud person, but I always like to have fun, I'm very outgoing, and I'm the type of person that marches to the beat of their own drum.
Wow, that's a very good philosophy. You know, I gotta say, I've tuned into your show twice. I've listened to your show twice. And I gotta say, you bring a certain energy. You were definitely a lot more jumpy all over the place than I was back when I started. You know, I earned every letter of my name because, you know, like I'm never, you know, jumping all over the place, but you seem to carry that energy and you really light up the building. Now I gotta say, how many radio shows have you been a part of?
Okay, so I'm a part of yours, of course. I've also been a part of the Sports Report with Brian Sanchez and Case Donahue. And I also tuned in to the Monday Hangover. And, oh, and then What's the Tea with Nikki P. Those are all the shows that I've been on. And, of course, mine every week. Of course.
And you can only check out this exclusive programming on radio.dominican.edu. We're actually about to hit you up with the last joint, the last two joints of the evening. I'm actually going to have to sell you guys short, man. I'm going to give you four joints. Actually, I lie. I may give you an extra joint if you guys are extra nice tonight. All right, so we're about to hit you up with the first one. Any last words for you, DJ Bubbles, for all of your listeners out there?
I just want to say, first of all, thanks for having me, and I'm sorry I was running so late. You know, team dinner, talking a lot. Like I said, I talk a lot, and we all talk a lot as a group. And don't forget, seriously, do not forget to listen to Ladies Happy Hour every Wednesday from 1 to 3. It's a great show. We have a lot of laughs.
DJ Bubbles leads a busy lifestyle.
So yes, I do.
So we about to get to that joint right now. You're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu with your boy, DJ 2 Mello. And we'll be back after this commercial break, after which we will, you know, pay some bills. All right. Keep it locked. Hope you guys didn't go away. So we about to do a couple last minute shout outs of the evening. So first and foremost, I'm gonna let you carry this last part, at least for the shout outs. So I'm gonna let DJ Bubbles give a little last minute shout out. Who would you like to give a shout out to?
All right, so I'd like to give a shout out to all my girls on the cheer team, because they've been amazing teammates. All my friends in the Ville, Vacaville. All my friends here in at Dominican. Shout out to my mom too. I know it's really corny, but I know she's not listening, but just another shout out into my brother who lives in the Virgin Islands, and my girl Chelsea in Texas. Now I'm done. I got like everybody.
She got the coalition in place. All right, so before we go, I want to give a quick so many shout outs, but I'm gonna slim it down. Sorry if I miss you though, by the way, if I forget to shout you out. So I want to give a shout out to my mother as well, to all of my parents, to my siblings. I want to give a shout out to one of my old high school chums. I want to send a shout out to Richard Tosti.
Chummy chum chums.
He living up in the 559, as far as I know. I want to give a shout out to Christina Kwaku tuning in always so diligently. I want to send a shout out to DJ Juice. I want to send a shout out to Marco Centeno, Cartel Chris, and the squad, man. I want to send another shout out to P Yob and T Baby. They always be tuning in to my show when they get the opportunity. Much love over there. I want to send a shout out to Brandon Flores,
Chicken,
aka calls himself Beef Flow, but I'm not gonna do that. And last but not least, I want to send a shout out to Cash Campaign, Lil Mello, and also another last minute shout out before I forget, to Brilliant G. You just tuned into the 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you so much for your time. Remember, if you remember those four joints, the last joint was What You Need by The Weeknd. If you remember the four joints, and you can recite them from number four to number one, I will personally give you $20.
Get on that. Like, make sure you even listen to the podcast too when it's posted. Make sure you get on that. Like, free $20. I'm down for that.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And of course, I want to send a shout out to my guest, DJ Bubbles. Be sure to check out her show, which is on Tuesdays.
No, it's on Wednesdays. I don't know. You had it right earlier. I don't know. It's just the end of the night. I think you're trying to a little tired. All right. I'll take it from here. So this is DJ Bubbles here. Tune in every Wednesday from 1 to 3 for Ladies Happy Hour, because it's one of the best shows on Hump Day, of course.
All right, and we're going to end it from here. We're going to send it to your music playlist. You just tuned in to radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned to us Monday through Fridays. This was the 9 o'clock lounge with your boy, DJ 2 Mello. Good night, everybody.